It is an honor to share some thoughts with you as seniors think about what's next. As everyone else thinks about what will summer hold. As some try to discern whether to leave or to stay, and please allow me to say, please come back. We're more complete with you among us. Many of us have questions in our lives, and some of them don't provide quick answers. Possibly some thoughts on bravery might attend to our various circumstances. Here's something the brave don't do. They don't take over and become the hero or take over with any form of violence. In close functional relationships, bravery is mostly sitting there with a posture that communicates, I can hear anything you want to tell me. And a nice warm face of love that says, this is so hard. But you will figure it out. Bravery has the guts to move closer to the wound. As composed as an ER nurse, holding eye contact and saying these seven words. Tell me more. What else? Go on. Even if they're scared of what might happen next, even if they have no training or experience to prepare them for the moment, even if it's late and they have to get up really early the next morning. This bravery I'm talking about, it might help if we look at smaller moments of hurt and relational life. When there's really not an answer, when it might even be your fault, or when you're reminded of something you'd rather forget, or because people are so suggestible. And the wrong tone, the wrong expression, the wrong phrasing might somehow make things worse. Say you're dropped from a group text. Or you're not invited out with the rest of the group. You mattered, you belonged, then poof! Or your ex started immediately dating someone else right after you. Or that person that owes you money just can't seem to find it to repay you. Another thing the brave don't do they don't leave. They don't hide inside busyness, screen time, ghosting, or some other socially acceptable distraction. Sometimes in moments of weakness, I look at myself and my quirks. You know, the things that make me, me, and wonder how anyone could befriend or love me. I think there might be others in earshot that understand what that moment is like. It's tempting in those times to turn to numbing mechanisms that can block both emotions and discernment. We're all looking for the brave. You know, the people that hang around regardless. They're available and ready to bear witness. The people in my life that do that, I call my Avenger Squad. Who is your Avenger Squad? Possibly more important, whose Avenger Squad are you in? So, What is the reward for all this bravery? Not gold medals. Not ringing the bell at the New York Stock Exchange. Or being the person at a party, on campus, or at work. Sometimes, maybe not even getting thanks. The reward, however, is a full human experience, complete with all the emotions of maximum dosage, where we have been put to great use and found an other-centric love. That is complete in its expression and its transmission. The reward is to wind up soft and humble, empty and in awe, knowing that most of the magnificence we will behold from cradle to grave, the truest eye-popping moments, were interpersonal communications. So, here's to anyone who notices and reads between the lines, who asks the right questions, but not too many, who sits with the sobbing, who grieves with the griever, who hurts with the hurting, who stays with the hard to stay with, and comforts those rudely surprised by life's twists and turns. Who stays? Who is brave enough to face the unknown with another human being? Those who, despite everything, choose to love and choose to be love. Thank you for listening to some of my thoughts that were on my heart today, and as you head into whatever is next, may you be brave, may you be love.